This is Ted Kennedy. A move is underway in Congress to outlaw plastic handguns. Will Bob Dole stand up to the National Rifle Association? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, a shootout is brewing in Congress on plastic handguns, the deadly new invention that terrorists love because the weapons pass undetected through airport and other security systems. The problem first came to light last year when Colonel Gaddafi tried to buy 100 plastic handguns from Austria. Legislation pending in Congress will outlaw the weapons unless they contain material to make them detectable by screening devices. You'd think Congress would say amen to an anti-terrorist measure like that, Bob, but it's an uphill fight because, surprise, the National Rifle Association opposes it. Legitimate hunters and sportsmen don't need invisible handguns, Bob, and neither do law-abiding citizens who keep handguns for self-defense. But everyone needs protection against terrorists and hijackers. Which side are you on, Bob?
Ted, no doubt about it. We need to make certain hijackers don't get a high-tech jump on law enforcement. Some weapons do use plastic parts, although the experts say they still contain fully detectable metal components. Nevertheless, we'll continue to monitor the plastic gun scene. But Ted, our listeners aren't buying your tough talk. They know your soft on crime voting record, and they don't like it. If you're really serious about doing a flip-flop on crime, you'll have your chance. When it's time for the Senate to vote on Judge Robert Bork for the Supreme Court, we'll expect you to vote yes. Judge Bork respects the law and won't coddle criminals. He'll stand by the Constitution, not rewrite it to please special interest groups. Law and order, Ted. That's what the people really want. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.